Hear the scripture as it comes to us from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
According to Luke continues. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger."
Glory to God in the highest. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, that the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the things that had been told them concerning this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these things in her heart. And the shepherds went away glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. It was going to be the worst Christmas ever. Matthew knew that as far back as August, when Dad made the awful announcement that they were moving to California because of his job. "Yippee!" 5-year-old Lucy chirped. "Did you hear that, Dolly? We're going to move to a new house." Lucy hugged her doll, which she had boringly named Dolly. Lucy always saw the bright side of everything, and it drove Matthew crazy. Matthew's reaction was quite different from his little sister's. "Jabberwocky," he said in a not very nice voice. "Jabberwocky" was what he said when he was upset. "I don't want to move. All my friends are here. I've always lived in this house. I'm not going." That night he snuggled in bed with Jesse, the family dog. Jesse had been in the family longer than Matthew, and the two were best pals. "Oh, Jesse, I don't want to move away from here," Matthew whispered in Jesse's furry ear. Jesse licked the tears from Matthew's face and then fell asleep at his side, snoring his groggy doggy snore, which Matthew quite simply adored. The next few months were the worst in Matthew's life. He dreaded going to his new school where he didn't know anybody and didn't care to. His teacher, Miss Cameron, invited him to join the after-school reading club, which met every Thursday, and Matthew did because he loved to read. But mostly, he kept to himself, counting the hours until he could return home to Jesse. Jesse loved to chase squirrels, so they'd spend hours at the park doing just that. Jesse couldn't run as fast as he used to, which was a good thing when it came to catching or not catching squirrels. In the evenings, when Matthew did his homework or watched TV, Jesse curled up at his feet, snoring his groggy doggy snore. It took a couple of tries before the family found a new church they liked, but they finally did. Pastor Parker was always friendly. They sang a lot of the same songs they had sung in their church back home, and they prayed the same kinds of prayers, and the sermons were, well, sermons. But none of it felt quite right. Church was just another place that made Matthew miss his old life. Fall came and went with no obvious signs. October turned to November, and November to December. On the first day of December, Lucy looked at the calendar and jumped up and down. "Christmas is coming! Christmas is coming!" she giggled, spinning circles around the living room. "When can we go get our Christmas tree?" "Let's go today," Mom said cheerfully. "There's a Christmas tree lot not far from here. We'll hang the lights on the house, and then we'll decorate the tree, and that'll put us in the Christmas spirit." "Jabberwocky," Matthew muttered. "It will take a miracle to make it feel like Christmas this year." Every past December, the family drove an hour's drive to Martha's Very Merry Tree Farm out in the country. They piled on an old tractor bed as Martha's husband drove them up and down the rows of living trees until they found just the right one, which they cut and wrapped so fresh in burlap for the ride home. Back at the farmhouse, Martha served hot cocoa with marshmallows and peppermint sticks as they sang Christmas carols around a roaring fire. But the tree lot down the street from Matthew's new house was a far cry from Martha's very merry tree farm. The trees had been piled in the sunny lots for weeks already, and the pine needles felt prickly and dry. Some trees were even flocked with ugly fake snow in cotton candy colors like blue and pink and yellow. "Let's get a pink tree," Lucy beamed, but luckily Dad put a stop to that. The thought of going home and drinking hot chocolate when it was 80 degrees outside made Matthew sick. "Jabberwocky," he said as Dad tied the prickly tree to the top of the car. "This is the worst Christmas ever. In fact, it doesn't even feel like Christmas at all." On the Sunday before Christmas, Pastor Parker asked for volunteers to serve as the Holy Family in the Nativity on Christmas Eve. Lucy jumped up on the pew and waved Dolly in the air. "Dolly can play the baby Jesus," she chimed. "Perfect," said Pastor Parker, and everyone in the congregation laughed. Matthew slunk down in the pew. "Oh, Jabberwocky," he whispered. The thought of Lucy's ragged, nearly hairless Dolly stuck in the manger on Christmas Eve for all the world to see made him want to disappear. Lucy practiced all week wrapping Dolly in blankets and sheets to prepare her for her big debut as baby Jesus. One night she came out of the bathroom trailing toilet paper, fresh roll thankfully, which she'd used to wrap Dolly up, and all that showed were Dolly's unblinking eyes. Another time, poor Dolly got drenched in the bathtub while Lucy slathered her with wet, soapy washcloths. "My Sunday school teacher told me that Mary wrapped baby Jesus in washcloths," she said in her defense. "That's swaddling claws," Matthew groaned. Oh, he couldn't wait for this Christmas to be over. Christmas Eve arrived, but Matthew didn't care. Last year he had bubbled with excitement. This year his spirit felt flat as an old can of soda pop. It didn't help at all that Lucy sang "Away in a Manger" to Dolly over and over and over. The little girl giggled and hopped and trilled. "Oh, Dolly, we're going to Bethlehem tonight." "It's Bethlehem, Lucy, Bethlehem," Matthew said. "Can't you get anything right?" "Bethlehem, that's what I said," she shot back and started singing. "No crib for a bed." Matthew jammed his fingers in his ears. Would this never end? At the Christmas Eve service, Mom and Dad sat with Lucy between them. It took them both to try to keep her still. Matthew leaned against his dad and tried to get in the Christmas spirit. He listened as Pastor Parker read the Bible story. Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem. He went with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. Well, Matthew had heard the story before, every Christmas, in fact, but this time the words caught his attention. Joseph and Mary had had to leave their home and go to a strange place where they didn't know anybody. "I know how they feel," he thought, and then it struck him. His dad and mom had had to leave their home, too, to move to this strange place. How hard for them to uproot their family, especially knowing how unhappy Matthew had been. He snuggled against the warmth of his father's shoulder. Pastor Parker continued, "And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in the manger because there was no place in the inn." Matthew glanced over at Lucy, now curled up in her mother's lap, still wearing the tinsel halo from when she had sung with the angel choir earlier in the service. Lucy had given up her very beloved Dolly, from whom she was never separated, to serve as baby Jesus. Matthew had not given up anything except his joy. His heart filled with love for his little sister. Pesky as she often could be, she brought joy into the family every moment of every day. Pastor Parker went on, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace among those whom he favors." The choir burst into song, and singing a solo right in the front was his teacher, Miss Cameron. How had he never noticed her in church before? It never crossed his mind that she had a life outside of school. Wow, she had a beautiful voice. Pastor Parker finished the Bible reading. But Mary treasured all these things in her heart, and the shepherds went away glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. The ushers came forward and lit their candles from the Christ candle and then lit the candles of the people at the ends of the pews. Each person passed the candlelight to the next person until everyone in the church held lighted candles and the church sparkled like a night full of stars. As the church bells chimed midnight, the congregation held their candles high and sang Silent Night. And Matthew treasured everything that he had just seen and heard in his heart. When the church service ended, Lucy ran to the front of the church and scooped baby Jesus' dolly from the manger. "Oh, I love you," she sighed, and Matthew knew she didn't just mean her doll. "Jabberwocky," he said, but he was smiling. During the drive home afterwards, Matthew gazed out the car window at the beautiful night. He wished it were snowing, but at least they hadn't ended up with a pink phlox tree. Matthew still missed his friends. He missed his old home. He missed the way things used to be. So much had changed in a short time, and yet Christmas came. Right in the middle of his anger and sadness and feeling lost in the world, Christmas had come. And Christmas always would, because Jesus was born in that strange place far from home all those years ago, and nothing, no thing could ever change the truth of Christmas. That Christ was born. Christ is born. Matthew awoke on Christmas morning to the sound of Jesse's groggy doggy snore. "Merry Christmas, Jesse." Matthew buried his face in his dog's fur and whispered in his ear. Jesse opened one eye and licked Matthew's face. And then Matthew saw, well, he wasn't sure what he saw. "What's that, Jesse? What you got there, boy?" Matthew lifted the blanket, and there, tucked right next to Jesse, was Dolly. Somehow, in the quiet of that silent night, Lucy had brought Matthew that which was most precious to her in all the world. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. Pray with me. Oh Lord, you have sent us the greatest and most precious gift you could give, your Son, our Savior, Jesus. Let every heart prepare him room. These and the prayers of all of our hearts we offer in the name of the light of the world, and let all God's people say, Amen.